We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Louie in Staten Island.
Louie, how are you?
Yeah, I have a question. I checked out the Mets.com. I noticed Jeff McNeil is not in the lineup today.
That is correct.
Do you have any idea why?
Yeah, why is McNeil not? He's not in the lineup today.
It is what is being called, Louis, a scheduled off day.
You know, the guy just got off the freaking DL. He gets three hits a game, and he's got a scheduled off day.
You want to hear the rest of the lineup?
Come on. I mean, you know, Mickey, give me a break.
You know who never has a scheduled off day? Ahmed Rosario. Have you noticed that? When does he ever get an off day?
Why in the world is Jeff McNeil not playing today?
Scheduled off day.
There is no reason.
Joey just played two games in a row.
The
That's
guy
a
had
lot.
10 days off. What do you mean he's scheduled off day? Your best hitter, so let's sit him after he already had 10 days off. Oh, my God.
You want to hear the lineup?
Mickey Callaway, stop managing with your rear end instead of the book, okay? Throw the damn book away, Mickey.
Oh, no. This one I think we should get on Brody for. This is definitely the lineups I edge towards the GM.
All right,
the scheduled
whoever.
Off day.
It's
you know
ridiculous.
Where that came from? You know where that came from, Joe? I'm gonna tick you off even more. That came from the analytics department.
Of course. It's ridiculous. Your best hitter. Let's sit him. What a joke. Okay, let me hit a line.
Leading off, Ahmed Rosario.
Yeah, go ahead.
Batting second, left field, Dominic Smith.
Yeah, okay.
Batting third, Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. Conforto cleanup. Todd Frazier, everyday Todd, is batting fifth.
Man, he's got to play. No scheduled off day for him.
No.
He's paying him $10 million a year.
Echeverry is going to play second base.
Okay, fine.
Juan Ligueras in center.
Mm-hmm.
Tomas Nito behind the plate.
Oh, my God.
And Zach Wheeler is on the mound. And that's the lineup against rookie Sean Anderson.
McNeil is not in the lineup.
Scheduled off day.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's a freaking disgrace. And you can bet your rear end if number 24, okay, didn't re-hurt himself last night, even though he just spent 10 days on the DL, he'd be playing. He'd be playing. It's a joke Jeff McNeil's not playing today. A joke.
You know what else is a joke? And I disagree with you about playing Cano and not playing Cano. If he's healthy, I want him playing. But here's where I would differ.
But he wouldn't have a scheduled off day. He had 10 days off.
He's only played one game in a row. McNeil played two games in a row.
Okay, that's why. I'm sorry.
His scheduled off day would be tomorrow.
Oh, please.
But the one thing is, I would still play Robbie Cano because they got to get his bat going. But here's what they should do.
I don't want to see Robbie Cano.
I understand.
If they cut him today, I'd be thrilled.
You can't do that.
Well, of course.
You can't cut him today.
He'll be sitting there with Bobby Bonilla, and he'll be like playing cards together.
I know, exactly. But if you're going to play Robbie Cano, which I'm okay with for now, can you not hit him in the middle of the order?
Oh, my God. You're right. He's got to bat third because he's Robbie Cano.
No.
He's got to bat third.
That I've got a problem with.
He's got to bat third.
Robbie Cano should be batting sixth.
Jeff McNeil.
That's where I'd hit him.
Seriously. I mean, you're a Met fan. How do we deal with this as Met fans? Here's a guy. The kid is what? How old is Jeff McNeil?
28, I think.
Is he that old?
Yeah, he's an older rookie. Younger player.
Okay,
yeah.
He's 28. I mean, he's
an old man.
Should be getting Social Security, right? So
27. Let me correct myself. Okay. 27.
27-year-old guy, okay? Just had 10 days off. He was on the IL. Excuse me, there's no DL anymore. God forbid we say DL. On the IL. Plays 2 days, right? Gets four hits in 2 days. Three hits yesterday. Can't play him today. Scheduled day off. Come on.
It's a world we live
what
in, man.
What a disgrace.
It's frustrating.
It's a bad world.
No, this part is bad. I don't like these off days for guys.
It's ridiculous.
Joe in Brooklyn.
Joe, how are you? What's up?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I got a question. Why does Kendry Morales bat in the ninth inning? The guy's batting 175. You can't put in, like, Aaron Hicks or Austin Romine or, like, even put in CC Sabathia. Put in somebody else.
Put in CC to hit.
anybody else.
Can I give you an answer? I got an answer for you. All right? Let's use logic here. I'm giving you a theory. I don't know if this is true.
Yeah, right.
It's a four-run game, okay? I think that Boone, remember, they don't have a deep bench because it's the American League and the Yankees need to carry 13 pitchers. How can they not? So they don't have a lot of guys on their bench. And I think he's eyeing, hey, if we get guys on base, I could use Aaron Hicks for Brett Gardner. I could use Aaron Hicks for Cameron Maben. Probably not Gio Urshela. You're going to let him hit. So I think it's probably that it's a four-run game. I think if that's a one-run game, I think you may see a pinch hitter. I think because it's a four-run game and you need more base runners and you have a limited amount of guys on your bench, that would be my guess on why Morales is hitting. And by the way, that's another thing. If we're talking about lineups, I know Kendrys Morales is this, you know, really respected veteran. Did you hear the story about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Kendrys Morales?
No.
That Vlad Sr. said to his son, and I'm paraphrasing, one thing you've got to do when you go to spring training is follow Kendrys Morales around. Just follow him around, learn everything that he does. Real respected veteran. And
just make sure you don't, like, break your leg after you hit a home run jumping on the plate.
Right.
Don't do that.
That's the one thing you have to avoid. Guy missed a year and a half.
Right. Don't do that. Right. Well, he basically wasn't the same guy after that.
No, he had some okay years, okay. But you're right. So he tells him, follow Morales around. So Morales is this respected veteran. Why is Kendrys Morales hitting cleanup? Okay.
Yeah,
I get that you're putting him in the lineup.
Right.
But you've got Gleyber, you got Clint Frazier, even if Gio Urshela, that's been great. Why don't you move everybody up a spot and drop Morales down? Why is Kendrys Morales your cleanup hitter? And let's face it, he's not long for the Yankee world anyway. He's going to be one of the first guys gone.
Of course.
I think he's gone before Cameron Maben's gone. Why not? Maben's been better. Yeah. Maben had two more hits yesterday.
And he could play. He's a good outfielder, too.
And he's a good outfielder, yeah. So, I have respect for Kendrys Morales because I think Vladimir Guerrero Sr. Saying that about Morales shows you the respect that people have for him. He's not very good right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just not. And he's batting cleanup for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
He's also the slowest person on the planet, I think.
Yeah.
He's going to get thrown in first base.
Have you seen Wilson Ramos run?
From right field.
Yeah, he's pretty slow, too. You know who also looked real bad?
You seen me run, Ernie?
You know who also looks slow? Evan Longoria looks slow.
Yeah, well, he's not the same guy.
No.
Oh, my God, the Giant. Well, that didn't exactly work out for them, huh?
Well, what we're learning is that when you trade for veteran players on big contracts,
right.
It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best route.
I still can't believe McNeil's not playing today. That is ridiculous.
Scheduled off day.
Absolutely.
Got to have him fresh for tomorrow.
Absurd.
Yeah, I get that off days are a part of baseball now. I do. I accept that. But I accept, you know,
not
a couple
the guy
of
had
10 off days.
Days off. He just was off for 10 days.
But not only that, this was happening before he was hurt, where here's a guy who's 27 years old, he's in the prime of his career. He's the kind of guy that should just play every single day.
Of course.
Kind of like Ahmed Rosario. Doesn't take days off.
Of course Rosario should play every day. Of course McNeil should play every day. Of course Alonso should play every day.
Those guys don't need off days.
It's ridiculous. Dom Smith should play every day, or at least against all righties. Conforto should play every day.
And here's the other thing. If you're going to have off days because your analytics tell you it keeps them fresh, if that's really what you want to believe in, I will counter with this, okay?
I'm so tired of it.
I will counter with this. You know how you can call an audible in football? You change your mind.
Right.
When a guy has three hits the night before, call an audible and say, hey, guy's hot. Yeah. You remember when Ahmed Rosario went 0 for 14?
Yeah.
Give him a day off.
Right. Well, that's
That's okay.
Right, but you can't do that because they don't believe in hot.
No.
Guy's only batting 337.
Yeah.
337.
And he had three hits last night.
Unbelievable.
See, now you get me worked up. I was okay with it.
You should be. I'm not okay with it.
Well,
he's our best hitter. He's 27. Can I see the guy play? I mean, you know, Joel Sherman had a great article today in the Post. How this is Mickey Callaway's got to start looking at now as like it's September. And he's 100% right about
that. Well, this is not a September move.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why I'm agreeing with Sherman. He's 100% right. You know, the time is now for the Mets.
Well, that's why
what are we doing?
This move, a decision like this, isn't coming from Mickey Callaway. It's not. It's coming from upstairs.
Well, that even makes it more ridiculous.
Of course it's more ridiculous because they don't have a feel for the game. They're putting numbers in a computer saying, all right, I got to give this guy an off day.
Come on.
Gotta sit him.
Please.
You know, I get it in the NBA. I don't complain about it in the NBA.
The NBA is a different story.
You know, when the
it's
Knicks,
a different game. It's a different story.
Of course, when the Knicks are on their way to 60 wins and you want to give Kevin Durant a few days, you're not going to complain.
1970 again. On their way to 60.
When they sit Durant.
You mean losses, right?
Dude, when your team sits Durant on a Saturday night in Atlanta against the Hawks, you're going to say, I get it. I understand
bro,
it.
The NBA, I get it. Look at how it's paying off with Kawhi sitting all those times this year. The NBA is a different story. The crazy travel, the kind of game it is, the physicality of the game, the constant up and down, 40 minutes, all of that. And this is baseball. The guy's got – he's 27. He's the best hitter on the team. You need to win these games. You can't play games here. You can't manage for – the Mets right now, they're 5.5. They're lucky they're only 5.5 games out of first place, 5 in a loss column. They're lucky. As you mentioned, Washington's right behind them, only a game out. I don't even think Miami's that far behind them. How far is Miami?
They're scoring a ton of runs lately right now.
Okay. All right. The time is now. Let's stop the nonsense here. You got to play your best guys. Jeff McNeil is the best hitter on the team. How can you possibly sit him today? Give me a break. Yeah, it makes me – I just –